in this sense, Cohn would never have acknowledged that there is a sense of consciousness, a psychology of feeling, a sense of being caught up in the moment. These categories would make no sense in the integrity of the philosophical system which Hermann Cohn had produced. The question is, how do we explain this clear deviation from Cohn and introduction of a whole new element? Leo Beck undoubtedly was more than a philosopher. He was a rabbi whose primary interest was in the quality of religious life. Beck could realize the difference between philosophical reality as a system of ideas from the religious reality which he confronted every time he met a person who believed, who entered the synagogue, who prayed. Perhaps we should underscore at this point Beck's own biography. He became the liberal rabbi for many years of Berlin. As I mentioned several times, I was just in Berlin recently, and I was actually in what remains of the synagogue where Leo Beck was the rabbi, a very, very moving experience. And what is even more moving in the case of Leo Beck, and which has been chronicled by his biographers, is that in the late 30s, he was captured by the Nazis. He refused to leave Germany, like many of his co-religionists who escaped the Nazis before they did what they did. And he was brought to a camp near Prague called Theresienstadt, a kind of model camp which the Nazis were to show off that they weren't actually killing Jews, although it was not a very nice place to be. And in this camp, he continues to serve as rabbi and to minister to his flock. And ultimately, he was released, but clearly he stood his ground, and he was too conspicuous a rabbi for the Nazis to kill. After the war, he made his way to America. He eventually became a professor at the rabbinical seminary, the liberal seminary, the Hebrew Union College in Cincinnati, Ohio, where he died in the early 50s. Clearly then, Beck was more than a philosopher. He was a person who had not only been a rabbi for many, many years and had worked within the relatively tranquil surroundings of Berlin, but during this period of great upheaval and great pain and suffering, he continued to have an impact upon his constituency and to minister to their needs. In that context, we are speaking about a person who understood religion in a different way, perhaps, than the philosopher, than the professor Hermann Cohn. Let's talk now about what Leo Beck actually does. And here, for me to develop this properly, I need to read his own writing, because he is a fabulous writer, certainly a fabulous theological writer. And in one of his essays called Mystery and Commandment, he seems to encapsulate beautifully the essence of his contribution to Jewish thought. In an essay that has always moved me, and particularly in the way it's constructed. So therefore, it seems to me, rather than me state it or summarize it or somehow put it in my own words, which I will eventually do as well, I would like to read selections from. And I have four selections. They are not exactly follow one after the other, but I think they do suggest a linkage of ideas and lead us to the point where I can then go back and talk about this and analyze this. So I'm going to read, I'm going to analyze, and then I'm going to summarize and put it in my own words after that. Here is Mystery and Commandment as it begins, the first selection. There are two experiences of the human soul in which the meaning of his life takes on, for a man, a vital significance: the experience of mystery and the experience of commandment. All right? Keep in mind these two words. These are the two components of the Jewish religious experience. And I say Jewish because, as you will see, in Christianity, they are not as equally developed. One is called mystery, and we're going to define very carefully what we mean by that, and the other is the word commandment. Note right from the start that commandment does not mean ceremonial law. It means, in the Cohnian sense, ethical commandment. So that we can keep in mind. Or, now I'm going to go back and read, or as we may also put it, the knowledge of what is real, that is mystery, and the knowledge of what is to be realized, that is commandment.